Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, does Gavin Newsom have specific things that he wants to achieve, or is he really already looking for the next step?
How about both at the same time?
Okay.
Because that's what it is. In terms of the state, he's got things that he'd like to achieve. He would like to have universal preschool for kids. He would like to have a solution to the homeless problem, and that's going to be the biggest one that's facing him, because what he'd like to have is health care for all and these sort of big programs. The thing is, what's facing most Californians and is most visible is the tent cities. And it's not just in the Bay Area, it's in the Central Valley, and it is really big down in Los Angeles and San Diego as well. It's not something that Governor Jerry Brown did much with in his time back in office, and he sort of left that for Gavin. Now, Gavin, like it or not, is going to have to embrace that. At the same time, he is, by both his personality, his history, and head of California, going to be one of the leading Democrats in the nation.
So let's talk a little about the things that were left undone by Jerry Brown. He wanted to get the bullet train built. He wanted to solve the water problems. He got the gas tax thing. This water bond on the ballot looks like it's losing. So where does Newsom pick up on those things, or does he pivot away from them?
That is going to be interesting. He's going to probably modify the high-speed rail to say, instead of it going from, let's say, San Francisco all the way down to Los Angeles, try to come up with some workable things that would enhance, let's say, Central Valley to San Jose and Sacramento. Try to get some things going maybe between San Diego and Los Angeles, but to do it more in piecemeal, because he was both for and against it. He's got a legislature that's overwhelmingly Democratic, but they're going to be wanting to do a whole lot of things on their own because Jerry Brown kept them bottled up. Remember, Jerry Brown's biggest sort of claim to fame was, is I'm going to keep a rein on things in Sacramento. We're not going to overspend. We're going to pay down our debt. Now, Gavin's a guy that's never been shy about spending and about launching new programs. He liked to do it just about every other week if he could. New program, new audacious idea. He likes to think big and act big. That wasn't Jerry's style. Jerry would pick one or two things and just zero in on them. And the rest, well, that will take care of themselves down the aisle. He was very famous for saying, look, you can do some things you can't, pick the ones you can do and move on them. That's not Gavin's style. So he's going to be pushing on these things. The question of money, he does have these gas tax, so he had dodged a bullet there. If he had that, he would be searching for money to try to fix the roads. So that's taken care of. Education's going to chug along. We're never shy about spending on that. And so I think that his biggest problem right now is going to be having to deal with the homeless, because that's visible and that's something the rest of the country is going to be looking at as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.